have a decision for the host city for Super Bowl 51 by a vote of the NFL clubs. Super Bowl 51 in 2017 has been awarded to Houston.
Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this very special edition of Texans Huddle. I'm Patty Smith alongside Mark Vandermeer, coming to you from the Hyatt Harborside, the site of the NFL owners' meetings right here on the Boston Harbor, Mark's old stomping grounds.
That's right, Patty. I used to sail here. I went to college here at Boston University on the other side of those buildings, learned about football at Nickerson Field, formerly known as Braves Field, when they played here in this city. So a lot of great memories for me, but another one created this week.
Well, not only this week, but it was created right here today. Of course, that was the Houston Texans and the city of Houston being awarded Super Bowl 51. A great thing, but just sort of your thoughts on what it means to all involved.
It's huge for the city of Houston, Patty. When Houston had the Super Bowl following the 03 season, we thought, all right, maybe we get another one pretty soon. But then Jerry World emerged outside of Dallas, over 100,000 seats. And you thought that if a Super Bowl comes to Texas, it might only be going there. But here we are with Super Bowl 51 in Houston, because the stadium has been upgraded and will continue to upgrade, and the city has upgraded. Discovery Green, all the things you're going to hear about in this program, a huge reason, obviously, why Houston has the Super Bowl following the 2016 season.
Well, and it's kind of interesting because the first announcement made was Super Bowl 50 going to San Francisco. San Francisco, of course, with a new stadium. And then the next one was between South Florida and Houston. South Florida, of course, Miami has hosted more Super Bowls than anyone, so they kind of played on that and had that going for them. Houston's presentation sort of was about the community, what they could offer, building the NFL brand, kind of a different tact, but obviously it paid off.
Building the brand and also building the brand and the presence of the Super Bowl among people who would not be going to the game. Okay, a large, the El Centro, you'll hear about that aspect of this Super Bowl, really playing to the Hispanic market, and also just the entire region, not just the city of Houston. They wanted everybody to feel included in the experience, whether you're going to the game or not. That was another reason why Houston was able to score this win.
I think everyone coming in sort of knew that San Francisco would get Super Bowl 50. Houston was the favorite for 51. But, you know, it's really never over till the fat lady sings. And there was a lot of nervousness still coming into this until the announcement was actually made.
I was worried about Miami, the nostalgia aspect. You mentioned the amount of Super Bowls that Miami has hosted. They really need this, the blue water, the sand. I mean, how are they going to put together a presentation? They have this charity concert that was part of their bid as well. They put Jimmy Cephalo up there, the former Dolphin, and now play-by-play guy for the Dolphins. But it all came down to, are you high tech enough? Are you making the investment in your building to make it better? And are you reaching out as wide as you possibly can? And Houston is progressive enough to score this one. San Francisco was going to get it with the new building, which is fantastic, but Houston certainly deserved 51.
Of course, it all came down to an owner's vote that really just took a matter of minutes, about 5 minutes to get the vote done. But it wasn't as easy as that. This started a long time ago, the process. The Houston Super Bowl committee was put together. They've been working on it for a long time. They were in the war room practicing, getting ready all day. And you know what? We were there in the war room, and we're going to take you there.
We've been sort of redrafting our presentation, probably starting from midday yesterday, and making changes and edits to it today. We get a lot of positive feedback from the NFL when we do our sort of presentation, if you will. So we're tweaking it, right to the last minute. Almost like, since we're talking about the Super Bowl, it's you're a game day. You're getting ready to get your game face on. You got to be ready. We definitely are ready and confident, and and think that we have a good package and should be the winner of Super Bowl 51. So we're going in, you know, ready to win.
Okay, we have a decision for the host city for Super Bowl 51 by a vote of the NFL clubs. Super Bowl 51 in 2017 has been awarded to Houston.
It's very sweet because I think all the work that the whole committee put in the city and, you know, and the pitch, which was based on community and based on Texas love for football, is really true. I mean, it's not made up. And so, the heart was really in this pitch, and I think you could feel it, and I think the NFL owners felt it as well.
Houston is all about people, and it's all about community, and I think the NFL gets that, and they understand that, you know, Houston's the future. It's the future of the NFL, and they're really looking forward to building it, you know, around an ethnically diverse city that gets it.
What's next is getting to work on actually preparing, right? It's like hosting a big party. It takes years and years to put it together.
Well, as happy as everyone is to get that Super Bowl, you couldn't be happier for those committee members in there. They worked so hard. Rick Campo and David Crane did such a great job of the presentation. In fact, they came back in, had the biggest smiles on their face. They knew they nailed it.
Patty, they have to give a presentation that's under 15 minutes. They cannot go over. It's like the Oscars. You hear the music playing, like, wrap it up, let's go. The pressure they were under before that bid presentation. I talked to Rick Campo on Texans All Access, on Texans Radio, before the whole thing went down. And I thought, I can't even believe you're talking to me, because if it were me, I would want utter silence before that. But they got the job done, and obviously they were elated when they were awarded the bid.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. Plenty more to come from here at the Boston Harbor. How'd I do?
Yeah, I tried. Haven't you?
All right, much better. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, owner Bob McNair. A great day for you, a great day for the Houston Texans, and really just a great day for the city of Houston.
Absolutely. It's just wonderful that Houston has been selected. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to showcase our city, and we're just absolutely delighted with the decision that was made.
Tell me a little bit about the day. You know, I know you were down there with the owners. Everybody was kind of on edge, sort of it was supposed to be Houston. Everybody thought that, but you don't know until the final vote. I know you were talking to a lot of the owners early on. You had a good feeling, but sort of take us through the day and how it kind of came to the final announcement.
Well, I visited with virtually every one of the owners. There were a few traveling when I was trying to reach them, but they all had assured me that they felt like that we deserved this Super Bowl and that they would vote for us. But it is a secret ballot, as I tell everyone, and you never know how people are going to vote until the vote's counted. So I was still holding my breath a little bit, but I think the vote was overwhelmingly in our favor.
I know you had a great presentation. We spoke with Rick Campo and heard all about kind of how well they thought it went. But from your perspective, what did you see about the presentation that maybe sort of put it over the top from South
Well,
Florida?
I thought it was our presentation was very professional, and it was first class. And Rick and David Crane and all the people on the committee did an outstanding job. And I thought the visuals were very good. And it just really presented the city in a very positive way. So people commented on the quality of the presentation. They thought it was outstanding.
Now you said in the press conference that I saw earlier, you said you thought it was Houston's time. The Super Bowl was here, obviously, in 2004. Houston did a very good job. You did a very good job with it. What do you think you learned from that and that, you know, maybe will be better this time? And the fact that you said it is time, that you're time to show again.
Well, number one, we have more resources than we had before. And then I think the other thing is that it's more of a political process than you realize, and perhaps I was a little more active in the lobbying effort, and people you know, they want to feel special and feel like you're really, you know, asking them to do something for you. And so I think that that enters into it. But the resources that we have this time really add to our ability to put on a great Super Bowl. And by that I mean Discovery Green and the new hotel, but having that park right there downtown where you can have these events, and I think we could probably handle 100,000 people in that area and without having to shut down any streets. So I think that's a big plus, and we didn't have that before.
You know, being a warm climate atmosphere here, you've got the retractable roof, having the Super Bowl back here again, does that possibly put you in line for maybe being in a rotation like the Miamis, like the New Orleans?
I think it can lead to that. I certainly do. And the more people, more often people come to Houston, the more they enjoy it, and the better the image of Houston. And really, that's what we're trying to do, is get people familiar with Houston and understanding what a great city it is.
A lot of people also said the success of the 49ers on the field, the success of the Texans on the field, also may be somewhat of a contributing factor. I know you're looking at, you have Super Bowl aspirations for the Houston Texans sooner than 2017, but never been done before. How nice would that be to have a Super Bowl?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. It's never happened before, as you said. But I do think that the success of our organization influenced the other owners. We work hard at what we're doing, and we try to do what's in the best interest of the league. We're not a selfish organization. We don't just do things strictly in our own best interest, and I think people in the league recognize that, and it's sort of a little reward.
All right. Well done. You did a
great job.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Let's send it back over to Mark Vandermeer.
Thanks, Patty. I'm here with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, who has covered the NFL for a long time. John, your reaction to Houston getting Super Bowl 51?
Mark, I'm a Texan. I'm a Houstonian. I always want to get to big events. I don't care if it's my sport or somebody else's sport. It's a great thing for Houston, and it's a great thing for Texas. And I'm really happy for all those people that worked so long, like Bob McNair and Rick Campo and everybody behind the scenes, to see all that hard work pay off.
What do you think put Houston over the top in this particular process?
I think, first of all, Miami not getting that $350 million for Sun Life Stadium. If they had, Miami probably would have been a favorite, and this would have been an upset. As it was, Houston was favored. I think the fact that they're going to have all the hotel rooms downtown right around the George R. Brown, and you have Discovery Green, they could be the first city to house NFL headquarters, media, and both teams. Now, the teams are not going to want to stay there, but they could, and everybody could walk right across the street to each other. Also, they love the way Reliant Park on game day. Number one, the stadium, weather's not an issue. Number two, with all the buildings around there, they can have everything they want, and they don't even have to have a tent. Every other Super Bowl I go through, there's tents all over the parking lot. Here, they can go right into Reliance Center and plus the other buildings, and they can actually use the parking lots for what they're supposed to be used for, parking.
When the new stadium was built in the Dallas area, we all thought it was going to be a long time, much longer than this, before Houston got another Super Bowl. What made the difference?
I think the Cowboys Stadium, Jerry's World, will bring in more money than any other Super Bowl. But it wasn't just that the weather was bad. They didn't do a good job. And I felt terrible for them, but they had that ticket snafu that not only embarrassed the NFL and embarrassed the Cowboys, really embarrassed their host committee. There was a lot of finger-pointing afterward, and that's not what the NFL wants. Now, the fact that we have one, that's going to make Jerry Jones work even harder to come up with more things to give to the owner to get one back in his stadium.
Prospects of the team possibly being the first NFL team to play in its own building in a Super Bowl. I know we're several years away, but what is your future forecast, John?
My forecast is exactly what Bob McNair said. He said, I'm worried about 2014 Super Bowl. I'm not worried about 2017. And, of course, it would be great. New Orleans thought it had a shot last year. Then they had the scandal and couldn't do it. Teams are always hoping to be the one. But the way the Texans are built, why not the Texans being the first team to be in a Super Bowl in their home stadium?
Thank you, John.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Well, the goings-on in Boston, not all that's going on with the Texans. We'll find out what's happening at OTAs when the huddle continues.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, Boston style. And even though we are up here in this beautiful city, it's really not the only Houston Texans thing going on, obviously.
You know, Patty, I think that all the players at OTAs would love this kind of weather because you get out there this week and it's already starting to ratchet up in Houston. And a lot of things happening at OTAs when the entire team virtually gets together for the first time. Drew Doherty has the latest.
Thank you, Mark. The linebacking core, the big story on the first week of OTAs and this HCC Smart Decision segment has the Smart Decision going to the Texans defensive coaches because they move Brooks Reed inside from his outside linebacking spot. You also see Daryl Sharpton hitting the field as well, and Brian Cushing is back, albeit on a side field.
I'm doing pretty much everything that I can do. You know, I'm doing position drills, I'm running, squatting, jumping, and I feel great. You know, I think it's just that last little bit of strength I need to get, and I'll be good. My return is right around the corner, so that's a good feeling, and it's a good anticipation, knowing that I'll be back soon.
Now remember, these workouts are voluntary, and backup linebacker Tim Dobbins, who signed a deal in the offseason, missed the first week of OTA, so a few guys have been bumped up on the depth chart and getting more reps. Let's go back to Beantown with Patty and Mark.
So week one of OTAs in the books, and the team will pick up with them again next week on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll have full coverage right here on Texans Huddle. And while that team is working on Super Bowl expectations for this year, the front office obviously is now thinking about Super Bowl 2017.
Yeah, Patty, the committee does their thing with the presentation, but obviously the Texans have a role in securing a Super Bowl for Houston as well. Minutes after the bid was awarded to Houston, I had a chance to catch up with the president of the Texans, Jamie Roots.
Jamie, congratulations. Houston wins Super Bowl 51. I'd like to say the Texans win it. It would be wonderful to see us play there, but this is an achievement.
Well, it is. It's an incredibly important event for our community. The economic impact is unmatched. The ability to market our community and tell people the Houston story, and we have a great story to tell, is unmatched with the Super Bowl.
I think what's really notable is how much the city has changed and improved since the last Super Bowl. A lot of people might not notice who live there, but when you take stock of it, it's significant.
Yeah, there are a lot of changes, and but primarily the physical thing that you'll see relative to Super Bowl is Discovery Green and our El Centro plan to have simultaneously 100,000 people at one time downtown as part of the celebration. We'll be doing that for 10 days, allowing people from across the region, outside of the boundaries of the United States, to come and be part of the Super Bowl experience. And that, in addition to where Reliant Stadium is and where it's headed, our Reliant Park campus, our ability to get people in and out, I mean, really was an exceptional presentation.
How much did the Texans assist in getting this bid won?
Well, the first step is getting yourselves an opportunity, and by having the Texans in the National Football League, we have that opportunity. But throughout the process, we've been an ally with the community. We've helped to gather the team that put together such an exceptional package. We'll continue to push forward because the first step is to get it, and then you have to host it and do an exceptional job, because we'd certainly like to do this again. But we'll be focused right now on making Super Bowl 51 the best it can possibly be.
Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Sure.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. The big news from Boston was the awarding of Super Bowl 51 to Houston, but not the only thing that was on the tables for the owners at these meetings.
That's right, Patty. When you get this many brains in the room, you want to be able to make some decisions. Now, nothing formal announced, but some very interesting things were discussed. Let's hear more from Texans insider Nick Scherfield.
Thanks, guys. And this is the last time the NFL owners will all meet before the start of the 2013 season. With that, some other items on the agenda. One of those being possibly moving the NFL draft from late April into May, starting in 2014. Another, the possibility of moving the start of the league year, when free agents can sign with other teams, to before the NFL scouting combine in February. Here's what NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had to say about those items, as well as the Texans being awarded Super Bowl 51.
I think it was a very innovative approach. I think it's reflective of the people of Houston, how they feel about their community, the people who make up their community, and what they want to celebrate. And doing that with the Super Bowl, we always say, you know, the Super Bowl is a great event, but doing this with great cities and doing it with great stadiums, really has an opportunity to be great for the community and great for the NFL long term. And that's what we're looking to. When we look to the Super Bowls, this is an opportunity to take the NFL to another level and the great communities that we're playing in. The draft is something that, within certain parameters, is the decision of the commissioner as far as the date. Next year, Radio City, which has been hosting our Super Bowl, is bringing on a spring event that I think is focused on Easter. It extends to a much later date and interferes with the date that we normally hold the draft. At this late stage, for us to do it the right way, we don't see any choice but to move the date. So we're looking at whether we can do it as early as May 8th, 9th, and 10th to the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Patty, I think that's really interesting. With the draft in May, you put it right in the middle of sweeps. You have the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs going on, and you compete with those things very well with this major television event. Very cool. And if you have the league year beginning before the combine, talking about free agency craziness, this is going to be interesting. NFL year-round.
Yeah, and the fans just cannot get enough NFL, so I think it might just work.
Yeah, I think it would, because after all, here we are, Texans huddle on in May. They can't get enough of us.
They can't, and you know what? They are going to have enough of us for now because we're out of time, but we will be back next week. OTAs again in full action starting on Tuesday. We'll be up close and personal there with your Houston Texans. But I've had a great time here, Mark.
So have I. Let's get some chowder.
Let's go get some chowder. That's all the time we have. We'll see you next week.
Bob McNair is came into the league as maybe one of the top four or five owners and is probably elevating himself up to the best one. I congratulate Houston.
To be very frank, I think there was a certain goodwill factor for Bob McNair and what he means to the league.
Oh, I think it's really well deserved. You know, Houston, dynamic city, great stadium, wonderful owner in Bob McNair. So to me, it was a no-brainer and overdue.